Thanks for joining us again on His Ability, where we talk about God's ability to make our lives full of purpose, even under unfortunate circumstances such as disabilities. I'm Lynn Suzak, your host, and I have invited my friend and coworker, Sherry Cadez, to join us today. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for having me again.
Thanks for coming. Sherry, you are our client care liaison, and you're one of our first, you're the one that first meets our new clients at Udalay Home Care Plus, our company.
Yep.
I'd like to talk today about how you meet, how you and I met, and also what you say to our new clients. So first, let's go over how we met. We've been friends for about 12 years, right?
Yeah. When Christy, when your youngest daughter was born, we met right before that. You were pregnant with her.
Okay.
And we met through your sister, Betty. Mm-hmm. I met Betty at church, and we became good and fast friends in the Lord, and I love her to death, and she ended up introducing me to you, and as soon as we met, you and I became quick friends, and definitely met in the Lord.
Amen. And I remember at that time, because I was having children and home health care companies were having trouble finding people that were willing to help me with babies as well.
That's
as my
correct.
Care. And we were recruiting people that were willing to help me, that were willing to be hired into the company. The company was getting paid for our work, and I just needed the help.
Yep.
I needed people that cared about me. I needed people with faith. I needed Christians. I needed somebody that said, you know, I can do this, you know, and would work with me. It was really more about attitude, I think, than anything at that time.
It was more about doing the work unto the Lord and being faithful to Him and doing what He was calling you to do, which was taking care of you and your whole family in a full capacity,
and understanding
that's what he was calling for.
Yep. And the fact that you would understand, and you were like cheering me on, like, you know, this woman is under, you know, this disability, but God is blessing her with children, and you felt it was a good thing rather than how dare she have children, like some people had.
It was very much a blessing.
Thank you again for helping
very
me through
much.
That.
I learned many life lessons through.
It was
your family.
Difficult situation, but it was a blessing, and I appreciated having people on staff that were encouraging instead of making me feel guilty for the situation, which was actually a blessing.
Every child is a blessing. Every single one of your children are a blessing, and I was so excited to start with when Christy was born, and hi Christy, I had to say hi to her. you know, just watching all your children grow up and being able to be a part of that and watching them work out their salvation. What a magnificent thing to be able to do. And it just taught me so many things, even for my own life.
And you're the one that, you know, started the, you know, we're just her hands and feet. She has a brain. Thank you very much.
I was raising
my kids, and you were helping me with the things that I couldn't do physically.
Correct.
But it wasn't like taking care of a quadriplegic and all her children, like you are weren't the nanny, you were directing.
I would always say is that when you come into Lynn's home, you need to take your head off and put it aside and put Lynn's head on and just be an extension of her legs and her arms. You know, do what she needs you to do. Do what she would do for her own family.
And under my direction rather than trying to control the situation.
Right, and do
yourself.
It our own way.
And you weren't the parent. I was the parent. And I just, you know, every situation, and that's how we look at our clients now. We take their situation into consideration and put ourselves in their place and try to, you know, I believe we specialize in difficult cases. I've taken on a lot of cases that I just don't think anybody else would take on. You know, it's like there's no case that's too difficult. God will help us with it.
That's
So that's how we started out. Praise God. After you were my caregiver for several years, you actually left us for a season.
I know. He had things to teach me.
God had brought you into a place that it was time to leave, and you went to work for another company to do quite a bit of marketing and management.
Yeah, marketing, management, sales. I did sales, and I learned a great deal, and I knew that the Lord was calling me to do that. Boy, though, it was definitely difficult. I mean, working in a Christian home for as long as I did, and then going out back into, so to speak, the world, mm-hmm. and the business world, and
right.
and
non-Christian environment.
Definitely a non-Christian environment. But he, you know, God is faithful. He taught me so many things, and he taught me exactly what I needed to know to come back to a Utilay, which, by the way, there was quite a few of us that had always told Lynn, open up your own healthcare company. Mm-hmm. Lynn, you can do it. You know, you have the knowledge and the wisdom. And she definitely waited on the Lord. And
we're
blessed. Amen. That's right. And so I learned the things that I needed to learn to be able to come back and help Lynn. And that's also been a blessing. This is definitely not a job for us. It's a calling. It's our life. And I can't stress enough how wonderful it is to be in my 40s and know that I am doing at my job what God wants me to do for my life. I mean, it's amazing.
And we rely on that every day.
Yeah, we do. But it's just so wonderful to be able to know that I'm walking in my calling. And
that's how we feel fulfilled when we're in the center of God's will.
Amen.
No matter how difficult it might be, when you feel like you're in God's will.
Even though you have hard days, it's still wonderful.
That's right. So I know that you have a heart for working in a Christian company with a Christian purpose, as you just said.
Amen.
And you did.
Thank you, Jesus.
You didn't have that privilege where you were, but mm-mm. God had you there for a reason.
Correct.
To learn how to help me with my company, I think.
Yay. Yeah, he did, yeah.
Then I had opened a Utilay Home Care Plus, as we talked about for years. Didn't know when it was going to happen, but the time came. And in the meantime, God had you ready to leave where you were at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason you had left, it just was the time to bring you into our company.
Yep.
So
it kind of fell right into place.
Yeah, and we were just kind of in sync spiritually. We didn't, as I always say, I'm just like in the back seat, and God's driving, and where are we going now? You know.
we're turning right. We're turning right.
Yeah. It's just a matter of being led by the Lord. If Sherry, if I were a potential client, now that you've been with us for almost a year, you've really been doing this for a while, and you're just doing an awesome job. You know, we can't all do everything, and this is your place in our company, and it's a relief to myself and Tracy that you've taken that position. If I were a potential client requiring in-home health care, how would you tell me about our company?
Well, the first thing I usually do is I start off with asking some personal information from them, just getting to know them as a person, you know, their name and address and a little bit about, normally people will call for someone else. Once in a while they'll call for themselves, but getting to know about the person that they're calling about and what their conditions are. And
why they need care.
Yeah, why they need care and what they need care for. And then I go on to explain to them the things that we have put in place for a Utilay that are very important so that we can provide them with quality, safe care in Christ. You know, I'll explain to them about our hiring process. You know, we have that 8-point hiring process. How we go through the Michigan State Police for a background investigation, how we do background check and the drug screening, the 10-panel drug screening test, and the interviewing process, the 3-panel interview. And then I'll go on to explain to them that also we set safeguards in place for accountability for our employees, such as using the home track system, you know, where we have people call in, the caregivers will call in from their client's home, and we use that as their time card, so they have to be at that client's home at a certain time, or we'll get that text message to our staff that alerts us that somebody's not there. And not only that, the person, you know, won't get paid for, they won't get their paycheck if they don't punch in. So
right.
So I explained to them about that. And then I also talked to them about the warm handoffs that we do. You know, when we take a caregiver to a client's home, I want to go with them so I can introduce them to the client and the caregiver and make sure that they can have a relationship, that they get along. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, we'll bring somebody else out to them, because we know that we're being invited into somebody's life, you know, and mm-hmm. the most important thing is that, and we've learned this through me being invited into your life,
right,
that it's very, very important that people are comfortable in their own home, and that
not a hospital.
No, it's not a hospital. It is a home. It is your home environment. It is your life.
Right.
And so we want to be able to accent that life and bless your life and make that life easier for you. And, you know, that's why we have a series of tests that we take, that we have caregivers take at a UTLAID, you know, such like the integrity test, mm-hmm. The clerical test. I mean, we go through a lot of things to make sure that the caregiver is going to be accountable to that client.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's wonderful. It's a joy to work there. I have to say this. I love my job. I love
and
my
love
job. Thank God
there.
I love my job. So
Thank you. I'm lucky.
I'm very blessed.
I just know that the greatest thing about home health care is the difference between being in a hospital or being in a nursing home, where everybody's controlling you and you really just are subject to whatever they're doing. But in my home, I know my care and I'm directing my care, and
that's what
the company should be doing, is whatever that how you need it done,
yeah,
the way that you want it done.
And the good thing is also is that the way that it's set up is that if any client or caregiver has a problem, that they can always contact me. There needs to be no friction between those two. That always needs to be a very pleasant relationship.
Right.
Any problems or things that would come up, or even good things to report, mm-hmm. you know, they can always talk to me, and I can I'm the liaison between that. I can work that out for them,
right,
so that everything in their home can run smoothly and, you know, be blessed.
Right.
So.
Great.
Well, it's a blessing.
Thanks for coming on the show and telling
us
all about that. I hope that
thanks for having me
introduces you to our audience, and we'll be back next week with something else. And make sure you call Sherry if you need in-home health care. And here's our number.